We're up to the last mission in the first parak of Maseches Shabbos. We learned in the previous mission that we have to be careful about not putting things on the fire on Erev Shabbos when they're not cooked at least a reasonable amount, because we might come to stir the coals. However, there's an exception. Says the Mishnah, Mishal Shalina Sapesach Batanur Im Chashecha. You can lower the Karban Pesach into the oven in which it is being cooked. It's being roasted right before it gets dark. Beis HaMoked is the room, it's the office in the Beis HaMikdash where the Kohanim slept, it was the dormitory, and they would have a fire in there to keep the Kohanim warm. And the Mishnah is telling us that you're even allowed to put the Karban Pesach in at the last minute where it's only going to be a tiny bit cooked, and we might ordinarily be concerned that somebody would stoke the coals, but not when it comes to Karban Pesach, and also not when it comes to the Beis HaMoked. Why? Because we know that the people who are dealing with the Karban Pesach and the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash are Zrizin. They are extremely scrupulous, and in that specific case, we don't have to worry that anybody's going to stoke the coals. However, the Mishnah says, Ubagvulin, but if you're outside the Beis HaMikdash, Kedei Shete'echos Ha'or Beruban. But if you are outside the Beis HaMikdash, then you're not in a makom where people are zrizin, so you have to make sure that most of this has been caught by the fire. Most of the wood has caught fire, so you don't have to worry that people are going to move it around. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, bepechamin kolshu. He says when you're lighting coals on fire, it's enough to light just a little bit of it, and then you're not worried that somebody's going to move it around. Second perek, bameh madlikin v'bameh ein madlikin. So now we move from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos. We know there are mitzvos called Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is what we do to prepare for Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos are the mitzvahs that we have to enjoy on Shabbos. This mitzvah of Neir Shabbos is a little bit of both. We light it on Erev Shabbos to add honor for the day, but it also adds enjoyment. So what are you not allowed to light with? Ein madlikin lo b'lechesh, v'lo b'chosim, v'lo b'kalach, v'lo b'psila se'ina, v'lo b'psila se'midra, v'lo yiruka shal p'nei amnaim, v'lo b'zefes, v'lo b'shaiva, v'lo b'shemen kik, v'lo b'shemen tzrif, v'lo b'aliv, v'lo b'chedev. Two groups of things you're not allowed to use. Lechesh, chosen, kalach, psila se'idan, psila samidbar, and yiroka shal p'nei hamayim. All of these are various kinds of inferior quality wicks, whether they come from unfinished flax, or they come from some growth grass, or something that comes on the water. All of these are examples of things in which the flame is not going to adhere well to the wick, and it's going to be kind of sparkly and not shiny in a nice way. And our concern is that maybe the person, because it's going to be flickering and unstable, they might tilt the lamp, and by adding more fuel on Shabbos to that wick, that would be a malacha de oraisa of havara. So we don't allow that first group. The second group are substances that would be fuel. So zephis is pitch, shiva is a bowl of wax. Wax candles are okay. Shemen kik and shemen sreifa. Shemen sreifa is actually a problem because of its truma tamea that has to be burnt. Alya or chelev. These are all things that don't burn well or have a bad smell, and a person's going to leave their Shabbos table, and it's going to detract rather than add to the person's kavod Shabbos. Nachum Amodi Omer, Nachum Amodi says, Madlikim Bechelav Mevushal. You can use cooked fat. Vachacham Omer, Echad Mevushal, Echad She'en Mevushal. You can't use cooked fat or non-cooked fat. Ein Madlikim Bo. You can't light with it. The main purpose is to have a beautiful Neir Shabbos. So some suggest that Bizman Azeh, in addition to lighting the Shabbos candles, some are makbid to turn on and off the lights and then back on again, or off and then on again, l'kavod Shabbos, the lights that we have in our dining rooms or in the hallways. One of the reasons the Gemara says for lighting Shabbos candles, and that's why we should have lights on even in the hallway or in the bathroom, so that a person shouldn't trip and hurt themselves. These are all a fulfillment of kavod Shabbos, having lights on in the hallway and in the dining room. So in addition to the regular lights, it's a beautiful idea if people want to turn off and on the regular lights, the incandescent or the fluorescent lights, so that it should be l'kavod Shabbos Kodesh.